This episode of WTFlandia Radio Show is not brought to you by the NRA, National Rifle Association, but if you're looking to own a gun, please register the proper way by getting your mental health screen and going through all the proper channels to register your gun. Please and thank you. This episode of WTFlandia Radio Show is not brought to you by the World Economic Forum, WEF, but the members of the World Economic Forum are gathering to bring about the abilities to create a phenomenal world. What is the phenomenal world that we are looking into? Well, join the conference in Davos, Switzerland. Maybe you can get on the guest list of the World Economic Forum, WTF and WEF, not in collaboration, but possibly in the future. Not bought to you by Pfizer or any of its associates. Have you seen what's in that vaccine? Make sure you're reading the ingredients on anything you put into your body. You can thank me later. The views expressed at WTFlandia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion. For entertainment purposes only.
Whoa! Some breaking news coming out right now. A Russian jet has just collided with a U.S. Reaper drone. This is what a Reaper drone is, and it is not small by any means. The collision happened over the Black Sea. Will this escalate things between Russia and America? We shall see.
Will this escalate? Excuse me. I did not know that the U.S. and Russia were in any point of contention. I mean, I knew that it was like low-lying, mediocre narcissistic aggression. Or like that, you know, that weird kind of role-playing. But I didn't know that we had any contention. Or, wait, what? Is this whole, like, underlying... World War III, near war... Why are you supporting the Ukraine? Or sorry, not the Ukraine. It's not even a thing. Why are you supporting Ukraine thing coming to a boil? Is the $500 million or billion dollars that we've sent over to Ukraine, is that starting to turn and rear its ugly head in our face? I just don't know, folks. But I think that we should all have our eye on what's next, because that actually happened today on Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday in many parts of America, if you can still afford it. That is. It might be Nacho Tuesday at this point. It's Nacho Tuesday. It's not mine either. Oh, Char Michelle. Hi, guys. If you are new to the show, welcome to your WTFlandia radio show. It's your girl, none other than Char Michelle. I hope you're well. It's nice to be with you. It is always nice to be with you. Listen, it is inching towards the evening. It is around 6 p.m. And we know that we did that whole time change thing, which is like really man-made and so weird and silly. And it like is only appropriate for gas prices and gas stations, apparently. I'll do your research, but yeah. Anyways, we are 1 hour ahead, which I find goofy because it's 6 o'clock and I really want it to be 5:30. It's 5:27 and it's not 6:28, but according to, let's skip that time ahead, it's 5:20, it's 6:28. And I don't like it because I need that other hour to, like, you know, chill and, like, not have to really worry about it, me getting an extra hour, losing an extra hour. It's so goofy. No one else does it. Why are we doing it? It's so weird. Everybody has to adjust their meeting times over in Europe to our new 1 hour ahead schedule. Anyways, it's all good. We are here on a Tuesday, and again, we are literally talking breaking news. And I'm having my coffee. And still, I don't care if it's 5:30 or if it's 7:30. I'm going to have a nice cup of coffee when I'm recording this WTF Landia radio show. It's my favorite thing to do during this time. And so I think we should enjoy the time that we have here while we have it. And just kind of, like, you know, talk about the news that we have in front of us. And the point of the matter is that, let me tell you guys, a Russian fighter jet harassed and then collided with a U.S. drone over the Black Sea on this Fair Taco Tuesday, forcing the U.S. to bring the MQ-9 Reaper drone down in international waters. A Reaper drone is essentially, I don't know, you guys should look it up. Remember, when you have this podcast, you can also switch screens. It's going to continue playing while you listen, and you can do your own research. Google it. Google MQ-9 Reaper drone. You can have a look at it. It looks like a commercial fight jet, you know, plane. That's what it looks like. Looks like one of those planes that you crop dust the fields with or something. It's a big plane. It's not like one of your drones that goes up in China and tells everybody, stand doors! Or the one that went up by my condo, my old condo that I lived in, and looked around in our building. It was so weird. I was like, this gotta be home, dude. It was weird. It was a weird time in life, but everything's weird nowadays. You gotta be really gentle with yourself, because the most non-excusable weird things are happening, like a war that we possibly could be forced into, that we want, we, and I say we, and I speak for many of us citizens, just random regular old Joe Smoes walking around trying to raise children healthily without having to worry about telling them to prepare for a nuclear radiation attack. You know what I mean? Like, we're just trying to do our thing. Nothing surprises me at all. So the fact that this drone, the only other weird thing that I've had with a drone was like that. It came up during the COVID time, or just, you know, still while we were dealing with COVID. And it flew up to our condo buildings and it was like hovering around people's windows, but it was tiny. This drone is, like I said, it's like a commercial flight, smaller than that, but, you know, around that size. It's a big plane. And we got to worry about, you know, that. Why, first of all, we have a couple questions. It's over the Black Sea, I get it. It's probably in international territory where everybody can practice their war games at. But it bumped into the Russian fighter jet harassed, and then, I want to say bumped because I don't want to build tensions. But again, nothing surprises me. Nothing surprises me to the point where I'm such a low-key lady. Only talking I do is on this podcast. And sharing is caring, and Googling is our friend. But let me tell you, I keep to myself. I've had, in my neighborhood, I have had police come to my house saying that there was a child abducted in my home. That was probably some hater stuff, I think. We're investigating it. My people are investigating this whole deal. But can you imagine a mom just momming and then having a bunch of popo roll up to the house and search your place? What are they finding? Bibles and popsicle sticks on the floor? Guys, pick up your popsicle sticks. Like, So again, nothing. And when I tell you nothing surprises me, nothing, because that's a clear attack. That's a harassment and an attack. And we have our eyes on two sets of people that could be responsible for calling that little traumatic teen to our home. It put my child in a trauma like mode. He's a black kid. He doesn't need cops rolling up thinking that there's some child abduction in his house. Why? I don't want any extra children at my house. Thank you, but no thank you. I'm good. But no, also no, I don't, we protect kids around here. But that is just, you know, again, the devil's deviling. And the world is worlding. And this right here, my friends, is a sign of the times that we are over international waters and harassing Russia as they are already harassing Ukraine. And this is a harassment kerfuffle that can end in World War III. And here's what I think about World War III during this era is, I know that World War I and World War II seemed very different. Even in the Cold War, they were dealing with new weapons, they were dealing with machine guns and arsenals and different tactics then, right? This World War III sounds to me like it'll be people going crazy and writing letters to fire halls to try to attack single moms who are trying to, like, you know, just live and be peaceful, or like cyber attacks, or like, you know, obviously nuclear weapons are a thing for sure, but we're talking 15-minute city. Like, this is, it just feels like this is a time where, yes, we are advanced in technology so much, even since the pandemic and the shutdown. It seemed like everybody was in their house creating chat GPTs and robots from Black Mirror, right? So we're looking at a lot of change. We're looking at a lot of things that are happening. But now, my friends, we're looking at, with this little harassment and attack today over the Black Sea, we could be looking at even higher tensions. And that's why that guy there was so excited. He's a patriot that I follow on the Instagram. I'll put his information in the bio. But listen here. We did have the commander say, the U.S. European command said, our MQ-9 aircraft was conducting a routine operations in international airspace when it was intercepted and hit by a Russian aircraft, resulting in a crash and complete loss of the MQ-9, said Air Force Gen James B. Hecker. Now, the commander of the U.S. Air Forces Europe and Air Forces Africa. Oh, leave Africa out of this, please. The Russians don't, from what I've gathered and read, they don't really bother over in Africa. That's a European, Great British, Chinese territory for the most part right now. Neo, let's just say, colonizing of the Africas. But, you know, Africas. I gave the continent of Africa a new name, but you know what I mean. So anyways, in fact, this unsafe and unprofessional act by the Russians nearly caused both aircrafts to crash. So what I'm thinking is, I'm thinking, first of all, why? Russia, don't you have enough going on over in Ukraine? And two, yes, in fact, this could, was there anybody in these aircraft is what I think that if there were one soldier, one American drop of blood that was injured, we would be escalating to the World War III status. Because what happens is, as soon as you throw human life into the mix, that's when people feel like they need to defend. Now, if these were unmanned vessels flying around conducting international airspace battles, and they were just pretending, again, role-playing to see which one could, you know, bark the other out of the sky, then okay, so be it. But if there was one drop of American blood or Russian blood, this could, in fact, anger those that are in charge. So, again, my question is, was there anybody inside? I'm looking over at the ABC News article to see what I can read in regards to what more we should know about this. And two Russian Su-27 fighter jets tracked the U.S. surveillance drone as it flew in international airspace over the Black Sea, which borders Turkey, Ukraine, and Russia. Oh boy. Among other countries, before the collision, the jets dumped fuel on and flew in front of the MQ-9 in a reckless dumped fuel on. That's semi-quasi-aggressive, anticlimactic in many ways, if it's unmanned, but it's aggressive. Dumped fuel on and flew in front of the MQ-9. In a reckless, environmentally unsound and unprofessional manner. But when we're talking about unsound and unprofessional, what are we talking about, actually? What are we actually talking about? Because I think that this could be subjective, okay? Like, what's unsound and unprofessional according to the Russians, and what's unsound and unprofessional according to the Americans? Americans seem to be a little uncouth in many ways, according to, you know, other countries. They'd be like, eh, you must be from America. I hear it all the time. They talk about how cutthroat I am when I say stuff out here. Like, you know, just sharing is caring stories. They're like, oh. They're like, it's Canadian, especially because they're super nice. They're like, wait, what? Did you tell me to get my clothes out of the dryer? Why? Why couldn't you say, your clothes are ready. I can remove them next week if you like. Are you away? If you're out of town, that's okay. We'll wait for another week. Ah, Americans be like, yo, get your clothes out of the dryer. That's like if you're in a roommate setting. So I'm just thinking out loud. But, and I mean, that's American versus Canada. So what unsound and unprofessional could mean to either country is, again, subjective. So I don't know. How do you bear? How do you say, you know what? That was unsound and unprofessional. So I'm going to go ahead and drop bombs like Hiroshima because I'm tired. Y'all messing with my emotions over here. You know what I mean? What sets it off? What is a set off point? That's what I'm wondering. According to a statement from the U.S. European Command, they were saying, you know, hey, listen, this is unprofessional. But anyways, about 7 a.m., one of the jets struck the drone's propeller, forcing the U.S. to bring it down. The two U.S. defense officials said the Russian jet that collided with the drone did not crash, but instead landed in Crimea. Ooh, this is getting weird. It's kind of sexy, but weird. It's like attractive in a weird way. It's like, oh my gosh, this tension is building up. Crimea sounds sketchy and weird and very warish. So it's like if you're into that kind of thing, it's like, ooh, attractive. Now the end is closer. So this is good. This is good. I shouldn't say sexy. That's a wrong word. But attractive to like people who are knowing that the birthing pains of all the chaos in the world is inching closer and closer to the fall of mankind and closer to Yeshua HaMashiach coming back. And, you know, I'm just trying to describe it in the best way that I possibly can. And, you know, I'm human. I'm also a God-fearing gal. But I'm not always getting it right when it comes to my linguistic sides. My brain is ahead of itself right now. It's hopped up on coffee and fear. Ah! What? Yeah. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. You can say that again. Anyways, guys, the two U.S. defense officials said Russian jet that collided with the drone did not crash, but it landed again in Crimea. So the Defense Department Press Secretary Brig General Pat Ryder said the U.S. believes the collision was likely to have caused some damage to the Russian plane. Oh, well, after it was dumping oil and being all unsound and unprofessional, I mean, didn't it have it coming? I mean, I'm just wondering. Anyways, the U.S. has wiped out the drone software. Oh, if it's landed in Crimea, they need to wipe it out because, you know, they could have some sensitive information. Why? Doesn't it have, like, one of those, whatchamacallits, like, one of those airdrops? You could just drop it off and race it anyway. So you should be racing it a lot because if it does land there. I think China dropped a balloon off in here, and I hope they wipe their slate clean too, or otherwise we have some information that, you know, may be sensitive to them. I'm not sure. I'm just reading this along with you guys. But anyways, the U.S. has wiped out the drone software and is considered salvage options for the wreckage, but the Russians can reach whatever remains of the drone faster than a U.S. ship. The official said the U.S. would need to send a ship through the Bosporus from the Mediterranean into the Black Sea, while the Russians have ships in the Black Sea. Oh boy! The Turks have resisted permission for U.S. and other warships to transit the strait in recent months. The official said, they're like, I don't want to be involved in this. The Turks are like, look, we have our own set of issues going on here. We are in full throttle war, possibly with Israel, and just weird things that are happening. Or is it Israel? Is it Palestine? I don't know. I forget. There's too many wars happening. The birthing pains of wars are just too close to each other. I don't know. In a statement, the Russian Defense Ministry said Russia detected the drone flying over the Black Sea near the Crimean Peninsula in the direction of the state border of the Russian Federation and scrambled jets to identify the intruder. The ministry said the two Russian planes did not use weapons, did not come in contact with the unmanned. There we go. That's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know if it was unmanned, and it was definitely unmanned. The unmanned area vehicle and returned safely to their home airfield. So there we have it. If there was a drop of blood, we could be in a different situation. Thank the Lord above. We are not in a different situation because we both have ownership of nukes, and we both have people who are vaccinated and fainting all over the place. Speaking of fainting, I felt like fainting the other day. I feel like, again, it's weird times. The attacks are high. The attacks, whether they come from drones, war threats, anxiety, spiritual attacks. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of witchcraft and devil worship seance going on live television these days. There was one in Brazil. There was one over on the Grammys. There's one over there at the Super Bowl. Thanks, Rihanna. No thanks. There was one over there at the Oscars. Like, there's just all these performance with just, there was one over at the Loud Festival with Little Uzi. You know, when you say Little Uzi Vert in a soft tone, it says Lucifer. Okay, this is weird. I'm just letting y'all know, be careful what you're listening to, what you're watching on television. The devil is out to kill, steal, and destroy. He got people thinking, let me tell you what the devil, I'm gonna release some of his little schemes and lies and threats and plans and fear tactics. The devil has Doja Cat wiping her Twitter and Instagram clean and throwing up all kind of Satan worship, and it's allowing people to go, oh my gosh, that's so fierce, she's in emo phase, and really she's just showing you that, you know, she's in cahoots with, you know, what it looks like. And I'm just gonna say all of these thoughts right here, allegedly, right? So just to preface it, let's just go there first. But like, looks like she's in cahoots with the evil one, the devil. And she's letting her audience know so that when they start to sing her lyrics, and they continue singing her lyrics or her new songs that she puts out, and she's hailing Satan, then you guys are giving that kind of okay, and you're opening up the doors to the spiritual realm to let that kind of evil crap in. Just facts. If you think about it, Lucifer was the angel of music. He was beautiful. He was God's own creation. You don't think that he still has music genius and prowess inside of his skill set? He's the god of this earth. And so he's got people, little Uzi Vert was in the concert saying, yeah, the rapture already happened and y'all are here with me, y'all in hell with me, blah, blah. I'm going to tell you guys right now, whoever's listening to this, if you think that, and this is a lie from the devil, if you think that you're going to go to hell and party with your friends in a rock concert that little Lucifer is putting on, and Rihanna or whoever rocks with the devil, it's you're going to march yourself with your friends to that dark gate. And as soon as you enter that gate, I can guarantee it, you will not have any community. You will not speak. The silence will be deafening. The fire will be extraordinarily, excruciatingly hot. And you will live in that, and that you will never get used to it for eternity. And that's from my investigations, from my understanding, and from my own personal belief, is fact. So with what's going on in this world, again, this is just my thought going back to all the chaos. We got, you know, Sam Smith putting on a Satan worship show, allowing people to get possessed, hopefully, in his, he's hoping, maybe allegedly. And you can call it art if you will. But if it doesn't, if they're not saying expressly that this is not demonic, I do not rock with Satan. I am a child of God, God-fearing, child-loving, Jesus-loving child of God, then they are not. So either they say that they are and that's who they are, they're not. And that's how you can tell. So you just do your own research just by asking people, are you a God-fearing, Jesus-loving person? Are you saved? If they say no, then you know which way to go. You either could keep going towards them, if that's what you rock with, the Luciferian kind of thing, or you move away, because right now this is a time where the spiritual realm is amping up. Everybody knows something's weird in the world. Everybody knows. Whether they are unsure of where it's coming from, why tensions are escalating, why someone so bravely and artistically, hand quotes, finger quotes, puts on a, you know, dripped in blood, red, demonic festival show like, you know, Rihanna and Sam Smith allegedly, in my opinion, did. You know, and Beyonce is coming to town. She'll look at her concert for the symbolisms that will be there. You know, Jay-Z's coming into town. Drake. These people, again, unless they say, I am a child of God, I rock with Jesus, I am saved, then they are not. And this is, you can always find this out by just, you know, asking them that question. Tweet them, talk to them, figure it out. But if you see more satanic symbols, signs, and stuff, then that's who they roll with. And just know that these are not the times to address those issues unaware, and to walk into, you know, concerts and watching them on shows and exploiting yourself, exposing yourself rather to the satanic agenda that's being put out there. And again, this is my opinion. You can either take it or leave it. That's what we all have as opinions. But I would be darned if I didn't share it with you. Especially my audience. I love you guys too much. You guys are brilliant. Even if you're in here just peeking in, trying to get some information, whatever. I love you. I think you're amazing. I think you're alive. I think that you're put on this planet to do something special and unique. And I pray that you do it. And that it is done with good intention and it affects the world in a positive way. That's what I hope to anyone who's listening to this. Because I hope that for me as well. And in the meanwhile, I hope that we know that we can't maybe pinpoint what it is that we're looking at, why these things are happening at such a rate, and how we are supposed to, you know, prepare ourselves. I mean, there's people who they're preparing for doomsday. I have several friends that are preparing for doomsday, and here I am not. I have not prepared for doomsday because, well, I don't have extra stuff. I don't have extra backpacks or money just laying around in order to prepare and pack up for it. So I'm just praying that, you know, God does what God does and allows us to be, my family and I, to be protected and safe and being able to spread the good news until, you know, Jesus comes, Yeshua HaMashiach. And that's what I can hope for. In the meanwhile, I have to be practical and true in that I do have certain things lined up, like food and water and canned goods that I'm, you know, seeds. You know, my son and I are planting seeds. We're just going to wait for in the next couple of days so we can plant in the spring as things ripen up. And then we're going to plant in the next couple of weeks, you know, for it to, you know, harvest itself in the latter parts of, you know, next year or whatever. I don't know how it goes. I'm just starting to plant because I know we're in the end times and some people will not will not take heed to the message, and they'll be left behind after Jesus comes to rapture up his followers, his bride, his church, as they call it. Some people will be left behind, and I pray that my children and I will leave you behind food and things in our garden. And you guys won't be harassed like I have been at my home, just trying to be and just be at peace and at ease. And yeah, I hope that, you know, but I do know that that's not going to be the case. Usually, what we see with war is chaos. What we've seen in history is just chaos will ensue. So if this thing does get pushed to the brink tomorrow or the coming days or whenever, we know we've been escalating quietly, like I said, melodramatically, gently role-playing ourselves into a kerfuffle that can end in nuclear disaster. We know that. We're not silly. We understand that. But we do have hope. And this is, for me, this is why I don't fear. I don't worry about it. I don't at all fall into the lies and the plans of the enemy. I don't play that. I know what I do. I know that I'm grateful that I have cameras surrounding my house. These things protect me from people's lies. It protects me from people's threats. It protects me from, you know, just in general. I couldn't sleep. I'm a light sleeper, so I don't sleep very well. And if I hear noise, I'm going to hear it, and then it's going to... But now that I have cameras, at least I know everything will be caught on video, because they're surrounding. I have not just one camera. I've got cameras surrounding the crib. So whether you're coming or going, you're going to be on camera. Period. And you know what I mean? And so that... And that makes me, and then my condo neighbors up top, they have cameras that come down in the house. So I'm excited that these things protect me and my family, but somebody who's listening to this doesn't have that. Not everybody lives in a protected building. I love living in the condo because I felt protected from weirdos and creeps and people's agendas and manipulations and just people's, you know, people shouting at my window, "I love you," throughout the night. That's weird. You know, I live in the city, so I get that, but I don't like it. I think some people just need to chill, back off, and leave people alone. It's weird otherwise. But here I am, not fearing. I don't fear because I know that these things will happen. These are the times. These are the apocalyptic, whatever people call it, times where the end is nearing. An end of something, whether it's the end of an era, it's an end. And whatever you want to call it, however it relates to you, there's an end, and it's happening fast. And you can't live in fear for that. You can protect yourself as much as you can, and you can protect your loved ones. You can spread love. You can spread the good news, which is the gospel of Jesus, that he's coming soon. And you can keep it moving and live day to day not worrying. Everything's going to happen in life anyway. People are going through divorces. People are trying to figure out how to pay their rent. People are trying to figure out how to feed their families. I am praying that people will find peace knowing that, first of all, if you follow God, he ain't going to let your foot slip. First of all, let's just get that clear. Second of all, if you do find yourself in situations that aren't perfect by any means, that there's a reason behind it and there's a plan to it. And that's easier said than done, sure, but we have to have faith, because this world is on a, you know, just dumping oil on a plane. This world is about to catch on fire, baby. So what do? We look at the news and we say, this is interesting. We talk about it on WTF Landia radio show, and we kick it to the memory bank of, well, I experienced that. I understand. I learned that, or I figured out that happened today. And then we keep it pushing to the next event, knowing that these things must happen, but the end is not yet, according to Matthew 24:6-7, you know? Wars, rumors of wars, disasters, but these things must happen. But the end isn't yet. But when it does, you'll be prepared, you'll be ready. And the only way to be ready, because, you know, we do know that, again, as times change, we have to know that, you know, There's no fear but fear itself. Like, laugh, watch movies, church, go to fellowship with people. Don't fellowship with people that are taking you to concerts that are literally putting megahertz of sounds to try to darken out your black noise and get in there. And, you know, we deal with the spiritual realm. So there's a lot of demons that are surrounding you that you don't even realize because we can't see them. So call, if you're a believer, call your angels to guard and protect you. You know, just like when you grew up, when you was young, baby, call them angels around you to guard and protect you. Grandma used to say, or grandma would pray for you. Angels, guard, protect my babies. Call them in. Let them do their jobs. Angels ain't doing nothing but chilling. If unless you say, hey, activate it. Activate your skill set. Angels, come and guard, protect me. Keep me and my family as we go throughout our day. Blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, cover me. Okay, this is all spiritual. Cover me with your blood, with your salvation, with your protection. God, keep your loving hand upon my life, guarding me and walking me and guiding me through my day. Do whatever, I don't know, these are just suggestions. But pray and feel that you have the protection. And your armor of protection also is like to read scripture, because let me tell you what, these prophecies are playing out, baby. If this good book, the Bible, that God has ordained these words to be in there, let me tell you what, these prophecies are literally playing out. Go look at, I always say this, look from Matthew to Revelation or the Apocalypse. That's what they call the revelations in the old school Bible in the 1750s was Apocalypse. And I get it now. They later called it Revelation. But yeah, it's all playing out. Goodness gracious. I'll be trying to throw scripture in there so y'all can look it up yourself. And I'll do that today as well. But don't fear. Whatever you do, my goodness, don't fear. Just, you know, be practical. Do what you're supposed to. Do what you can do. Not any more, not any less. Do what you can do. Study to show yourself approved. Study. Study scripture. Study your words. If you have jobs, if you have an audition, study your scripts. I'm talking to myself. Whatever. Do your thing. But don't worry, for goodness sakes. God has got everything covered. God knew what was going to happen before you were even a thing, right? Try something. Try faith. If you've tried everything else, I urge you, try faith. Later. Do you know where you are going when you die? Do you want to change the way that you're living right now and have the opportunity to get to heaven? Say this prayer and believe it with all of your heart. Ready? Jesus, I am a sinner and I wholeheartedly repent. Please forgive me. I believe you died on a cross and rose again, conquering death so that I can live. I accept you now as my Lord and personal Savior. Please baptize me in your Holy Spirit. No matter how hard it may be to follow you, keep me honoring you from this moment forward and on the narrow path of righteousness. Holy Spirit, please walk with me every step of the way. Angels, go before me and battle all of the obstacles that are set up to trap me. Blood of Jesus, cover me in your mercy. And God in heaven, please allow my name to be written in your book of life. Amen. WTF Landia Radio, disclaimer. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that WTFlandia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless specifically stated otherwise. The WTFlandia Radio Show does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, products, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast, and information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or contents of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, standards, or policies of WTFlandia Radio. WTFlandia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with applicable laws such as materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTFlandia makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTFlandia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of, reference to, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in the podcast.